The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Let us pray. Most merciful God, as the people of Jerusalem with palms in their hands gathered to greet your dearly beloved Son when he came into his holy city, grant that we may ever hail him as our King, and when he comes again, may go forth to meet him with trusting and steadfast hearts, and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us go forth in peace, in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for Palm Sunday comes from Isaiah chapter 50. The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens. He awakens my ear, to hear as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. But the Lord God helps me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today we continue confessing our faith, today using the second article of the Apostles' Creed. What is the second article of the Apostles' Creed? And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. The epistle comes from Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" So Jesus said to them, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled, "Lord, who has believed what he heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore they could not believe. For again Isaiah said, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them." Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. At this time, we confess our God-given faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Happy Palm Sunday, everyone. I remember when I was a kid, I loved Palm Sunday. Not only did I get to keep a souvenir from church, you know, get to bring my palm branch home, but I also got to sing the word Hosanna. Now, when I was a kid, I really didn't know what Hosanna meant, but now I do. Hosanna is the word, the Hebrew word, that the people screamed out and cried out to the Lord as he entered into Jerusalem before his death. Hosanna was a word of praise. Hosanna was a word of joy. And Hosanna was a word that meant, save us now. This act of calling out Hosanna to the Lord was because, as our reading has told us, they knew that Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. They're still kind of swimming with this reality that Jesus himself has power over death. And so why did they go out to meet him? Well, they want to receive more miracles. They want to receive more signs. They want to see another exercise of Jesus' power for the good of the nation of Israel. Right? They want prosperity. They want peace. They want an end to Roman rule. They want all of these things, and they think that Jesus is the one who can give it to them. And so this Palm Sunday, what do we cry out? Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now, if we had come to Palm Sunday a few weeks ago, we would still have sung Hosanna, but honestly, the meaning of it probably would have been a little bit different, or maybe not the meaning. We'd still want God to save us, but the thrust for what that means in our own lives would have looked very different. Words like Hosanna seem to have a greater significance when we're dealing with big problems. Now, I don't mean to kind of minimize any of the problems that we had 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. I mean, the problems in our life, they're still problems, even if they're not on a worldwide span. But this current pandemic, this current outbreak of the coronavirus that we're dealing with, it's kind of caused the whole world to stop for a minute, or really for a few weeks. We've never seen quite a threat like the one we're facing now, a threat that isn't won by strength of arms or by the might of a nation's power. Many of the problems that we're facing today, or even in the weeks ahead, they're different than anything we've ever experienced. And so the people at Jesus' triumphal entry, when they shout Hosanna, are just like us. Their Palm Sunday refrain is our Palm Sunday refrain, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. It's something that we should do well to remember over the next few weeks. But there is one major difference between the cries of Hosanna on that first, triumphal entry account that we get, and this first time that Jesus rides into Jerusalem, and we get this happening historically, and the Hosannas of God's people as they cry it out now. See, they cried out Hosanna because they knew that Jesus was coming and they thought that he was going to bring prosperity and power and good things for the Israelites. And we cry out Hosanna because we want kind of the same. I mean, they cried Hosanna because they wanted Jesus to make their physical, their earthly life more prosperous. They cried Hosanna without understanding what would take place on Good Friday. And they weren't wrong. Jesus did do a lot of earthly good, but they didn't know what a lasting gift he would truly be giving them. They didn't know what Good Friday was all about because they hadn't made it there yet. And so that's really the main difference. We both need earthly good from our King Jesus, only they don't realize the second half of the story. My friends, Jesus still has power over our current affliction. He has power over coronavirus, But if we're simply crying Hosanna because we think that Jesus is going to make us happy, or if we're simply crying Hosanna because we want some sort of earthly good from him, it means we're crying Hosanna for the wrong reasons. Yes, Jesus does have control, but he comes to give you more than just earthly prosperity and earthly life and whatever kind of abundance that we have in our country here. No, the truest reason for us to call out Hosanna to our God, especially because we know the Good Friday reality, is we need Jesus to save us from our sin. We need Jesus to save us from everlasting damnation. We need Jesus to save us from God's wrath and God's judgment. The righteous wrath. That righteous judgment that we deserve. But that's exactly why Jesus came. He saves you. And he declares to you that you are forgiven, that you are holy, that you are righteous, and that you are precious to him. None of that has changed. Good Friday, it all changed, and it's been the same ever since. And so know that Jesus answers your cry of Hosanna today. And whatever your current suffering might be, he answers your Hosanna, and he did it 2,000 years ago. By going to a cross, by shedding his blood, by dying the death that we deserve. He saves you from God's righteous judgment. He saves you by suffering and dying in your place. He saves you because he doesn't come in the name of earthly good. As our text tells us, he comes in the name of the Lord God to do exactly what God sent him here to do to begin with. And that's to be your Savior. That's to be your God who is willing to die for you. Your Hosanna cry is answered in Jesus' death because you have been saved by his blood. And yet, we're still here. In the midst of these struggles that seem to be bearing down on us, we're in the midst of our suffering and our hardship and this disease that is still tearing the world apart. And obviously, those are all a reality for us because of sin. And so we must remember all the more that our Hosanna cry is answered. Not just in the death of Jesus, but in his resurrection. As he conquers sin and death and the grave and disease and Satan and all of our enemies across all time, Jesus saves us. So on this Palm Sunday, we do lift up our Hosanna. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And in so doing, we recognize that Jesus, he does have power. Great power over the whole heavens and the whole earth. He has power to give us earthly prosperity because he is the King of Israel and he is the King of heaven and he is the King of earth. And he can bring us relief. On Palm Sunday, we lift up our Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, because we recognize our need for a gracious God and Savior. A Savior from sin, a Savior from death, a Savior from the devil, a Savior for eternal life. Yes, this Palm Sunday, we remember to cry, Hosanna, save us now. But assuming that eventually the whole world will maybe not go back completely to normal, but at least a semblance of normalcy, will we remember to cry Hosanna when again we have earthly prosperity? Will we remember to cry Hosanna because we still need an eternal Savior? My friends, on this Palm Sunday, let us never forget our desire for the Lord's help. Let us never forget our desire for the Lord's salvation. Not in the days ahead, not in the weeks ahead, not in the months ahead, not in the years ahead. Let our cry be now and forever. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. For in Jesus' death, and in his resurrection, and in his ascension into the heavenly realm, Jesus is our King. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your cries for help in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. At this time, we continue with the prayer of the church. Let us pray for the church, that the Lord would defend her against all her enemies and keep her true to Jesus Christ by the power of your word and spirit. Gracious Lord, keep your church in your mercy, that she may endure the assaults of the evil one and remain faithful for the sake of those numbered within your kingdom, and those who have not yet heard the gospel and been brought to faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for all pastors, for all church work vocations, and for all the baptized in their vocation as God's people. Almighty God, by your Spirit you have established us as your church and granted to us particular vocations within the church, home, and community in which to serve you. Grant to us every gift and blessing needful, that we may honor our calling and serve you to the best of our ability. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those preparing for baptism, for the newly baptized, for those being catechized as children and adults, and for those joining our congregation. Almighty Father, your word will not return to you empty, but will accomplish your purpose. Hear us on behalf of those who have heard your word, who are being baptized into Christ, and joining the fellowship of our congregation, that they may keep the faith with holy and joyful hearts, trusting in Christ as their Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for the government, for all in authority over us, and for our own lives as citizens and neighbors. O mighty Lord, you have established the kingdom of the left and hold accountable all those who govern in this and every place. Guide our president, the members of Congress, the governor of this state, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws, that they would serve nobly and wisely, pursuing the path of justice and protecting those least able to protect themselves. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for an end to violence and terror, for those imprisoned, for the troubled in mind, and for those who suffer any affliction of the body. Merciful Lord, your grace is sufficient for all our needs, and you have promised to be the strength of the weary, the hope of those who fear, the healing of the ill, the fullness of those disabled, and the peace of all who are distressed. Hear us on behalf of all those on our prayer list and those we name in our hearts. That they may be well supplied by your grace in their time of trouble. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those not yet of the kingdom, that God would make us bold to speak the faith to them in the hearing, that they might believe. Everlasting Father, it is your will that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of your Son by faith, giving to your word success, and deliver from error all those who live in darkness, that they may walk in the light of the Lord Jesus. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for the earth to be fruitful, and for our good use of all the fruits of the earth. Blessed Lord, you give food to the hungry, and provide for all our needs in this mortal life. Grant to us a grateful heart and knowledge to use wisely and well all that you have entrusted to our care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Well, once again, I thank you for tuning into our service today. I pray it has been a blessing for you, and know that I am praying for you and your family and our congregations, and I hope we can be together once May arrives. God's blessings.